I fell asleep, dreaming of the feats of daring I would work single-handed against the invader. By April, Witte was crowded with refugees from the Polderland to the east of us. Holland was bombing its own dikes, deliberately flooding land wrested inch by inch from the sea over the centuries to slow down the German army. Every house, except ours, which was too small, held a homeless family from the flooded land, and Mama's soup pot simmered night and day. But, of course, the Germans did not come by land. The first planes flew over Witte the night of May 10, 1940. We spent the night in the sitting room, huddled together, not sleeping. All the next day we saw planes and heard the explosions as they bombed the small military airfield 4 kilometers away. It was my 12th birthday, but neither I nor anyone else remembered. Then the Germans bombed Rotterdam. The radio announcer from Hilversum, to whom we had listened since mobilization, wept as he read the release. Rotterdam was gone. In 1 hour a city had disappeared from the earth. This was the Blitzkrieg, the new warfare. The next day, Holland surrendered. A few days later, a fat little German lieutenant arrived in Witte in a squad car and set himself up in the burgomaster's house. The handful of soldiers who accompanied him were mostly older men. Witte was not important enough to rate crack troops. And for a while I really did act out my fantasies of resistance. Many was the night I crept barefoot down the ladder from the loft as 2 o'clock struck on the town clock. I knew that my mother heard me because the regular rhythm of her breathing halted as I passed their room. But she never stopped me. Nor did she ask the next morning what had happened to our precious, highly rationed sugar. Everyone in the village was amused when the lieutenant's staff car began to give him trouble. His sparks were fouled. His engine stalled. Some said there was sugar in the lieutenant's gas tank. Others thought it was unlikely. Food ran out in the towns before it did in farming villages like ours, and this fact, too, I used in my child's war against the enemy. One hot day that first summer, I loaded a basket with cabbages and tomatoes and walked the 4 miles to Alkmaar. A store there still had a supply of pre-war fireworks, and I knew the proprietor wanted vegetables. I pressed my advantage as far as I could and filled my basket with the firecrackers, placing over them the flowers I had brought along for the purpose. The proprietor stood looking at me in silence. Then, with sudden resolution, he reached under the counter and brought up a large cherry bomb. "I have no more food."
"You'd better get home before the curfew."
That night, back in Witte, the floorboards of the loft creaked again, and again Mama held her breath. I slipped out, barefoot, into the night. A patrol of 4 foot soldiers was moving northward up the street toward our house, playing their torches on each of the buildings as they passed.